As a woman who has found herself at times in the role of host, attending to the needs of guests, providing hospitality, I empathize with Martha in today's gospel. My empathy sharpens to critique when I broaden my memory to the many gatherings I've been part of in my life, especially in my early years, where it was the women doing the work, while the men ate and enjoyed the game in each other's company. Martha seems to be playing out the stereotype of the harried woman who is trying to control what everyone else is doing. And this stereotype is offensive when I think of the unacknowledged work that women do in society and in the church. I find myself hoping that Martha will insist that if she can't have Mary's help, Jesus must at least lend her Peter in order to get dinner ready. But because this is scripture, and I know the Holy Spirit will be at work here in ways I don't see at first, I want to take a closer look. First, regarding the role of women, there's something interesting going on here. Mary is sitting at Jesus's feet. This was the traditional place of a student, a place normally reserved for a man. She has made a claim to her right to be counted as a disciple, and Jesus will not have her removed. He supports her claim. Second, we know that hospitality was and still is very highly valued in the culture of the Middle East. Martha has welcomed Jesus in, and possibly his disciples, and she wants to make her home comfortable and welcoming. So, food and drink, of course. Now, the New American Bible, which we use for the lectionary in the U.S., says Martha was burdened, and that Jesus points out that she was anxious and worried. The New Revised Standard Version, however, says that she was distracted by her tasks, and that worry and distraction is what Jesus pointed out. This gives me a slightly different look at Martha. She's not just attending to simple hospitality. She's worrying and fretting about how clean the house is. Is the dog bothering someone? Does Jesus have enough of a breeze where he's sitting? Is that the most comfortable chair? And the list goes on. And she has become completely distracted by all of these things and forgotten to attend to the most important one, the presence of this guest and her relationship with him. He would like to enjoy her presence, but she's fussing about unimportant things. I have an idea that many of us have been Martha at various moments in our lives, distracted by things that are trivial, or perhaps by things that seem quite important, but that do nothing to draw us closer to Jesus, to our source, to that which gives us new life and joy. More than 6 months into a global pandemic that has upended our lives, in a tumultuous election season, with the news of the world often grim and deeply disturbing, the pressure and need to do something to fix it all can be overwhelming. Make more phone calls, write more letters, get out the vote, and while you're at it, homeschool your kids while working from home and disconnected from the family, friendship, and faith community ties that normally sustain you. We are indeed burdened and distracted by many things. How can this gospel passage help? I've often interpreted Jesus as chiding Martha for her distraction. But perhaps it's more of an invitation to help her see herself and her actions in a new light. What we know about hospitality in that time tells us that it wasn't that the essential work of hospitality was unimportant. It's that Martha had let it become her focus to the extent that she was ignoring Jesus, and in doing so, depriving herself of the greatest and most important gift. A gift that would sustain her for the work of being a disciple. Our work lives, participating in the political process, and caring for our family members are also important tasks. But when they distract us from what is most important, it's time to take a step back and ask Jesus, "Where are you inviting me to sit at your feet and listen? Help me to make that time. And give me new life, because without it, I can do nothing."